Welcome to The Flash Entertainment, your daily dose of the juiciest entertainment news, celebrity gossip, and the latest pop culture obsessions. I'm your host, Wendy. Today, we've got some captivating stories lined up for you. We'll be diving into a heartwarming moment between Lenny Kravitz and Denzel Washington, the latest updates on Christina Hall's divorce, and Ryan Reynolds' surprising decision related to the Deadpool franchise. So, let's get started. Let's kick things off with an endearing story from the music world. During a recent concert in Italy, Lenny Kravitz paused his performance to take a video call from his close friend Denzel Washington. Rachel, can you share more about this touching moment? Absolutely, Wendy. This heartwarming incident took place at the Umbria Jazz Festival. Lenny Kravitz was in the middle of his performance when he suddenly stopped, addressing the audience to explain the interruption. He said, "I'm sorry, my big brother just called me up on the phone to say hi." He then showed Denzel Washington's smiling face to the cheering crowd before ending the call with a heartfelt, "All right, brother, I love you. I'll call you later." Wow, that must have been a memorable experience for the audience. It's always fascinating to see such genuine moments of connection between celebrities. How did this friendship between Kravitz and Washington begin? Their friendship dates back to 2002, when Kravitz presented Washington with an award at GQ's Men of the Year party. Over the years, their relationship has grown stronger, with numerous public displays of affection and support. Washington has even been known to attend Kravitz's concerts and other significant events in his life. Their bond is built on mutual respect and admiration, with Washington praising Kravitz's talent and character on several occasions. It sounds like their friendship goes beyond the typical celebrity relationships. Can you tell us more about the notable moments they've shared over the years? Certainly. According to the Atlanta Black Star, they've been inseparable for over three decades, sharing countless memorable moments. From attending fashion shows together to planning a nightclub that never came to fruition, their camaraderie is truly unique. For instance, they once spent a vacation on a boat in Italy, watching all of Washington's movies, an experience that Kravitz fondly recalls. That's incredible. Their bond seems to have influenced many aspects of their lives. I heard Washington even gave a speech at Kravitz's Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. During Kravitz's Hollywood Walk of Fame ceremony, Washington delivered an emotional tribute celebrating their enduring friendship. He joked about their bromance, much to the delight of the audience, and highlighted Kravitz's achievements and the positive impact he has had on those around him. The ceremony was not just a professional milestone for Kravitz, but also a personal celebration of his bond with Washington.
It's clear that their friendship is built on a strong foundation of respect and love. How do their families fit into this relationship?
Their families are also quite close. Kravitz's daughter Zoe and Washington's children share a close relationship. They've spent holidays together, and their families often support each other's endeavors. This intergenerational bond adds another layer to their already strong friendship, making it a unique and inspiring example of genuine connection in the often transient world of Hollywood.
It's always heartening to hear about such deep and lasting friendships, especially in the entertainment industry. As we wrap up this segment, is there anything else you'd like to add about their relationship?
Just that the recent incident at the Umbria Jazz Festival, where Lenny Kravitz took a call from Denzel Washington on stage, is a testament to their enduring bond. Their friendship, built over decades, is characterized by mutual respect, shared experiences, and a genuine brotherly love. It's a beautiful example of the power of friendship, transcending the superficialities often associated with celebrity relationships.
Thank you, Rachel, for sharing this heartwarming story. Next up, we'll be delving into the latest updates on Christina Hall's divorce. Stay tuned. Moving on to some significant news from the reality TV world. Christina Hall and her husband Josh Hall have officially filed for divorce. Sean, can you give us the details on this?
Of course, Wendy. Christina Hall and Josh Hall have cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for their divorce. According to various sources, the couple had been experiencing issues in their marriage for quite some time before the official announcement. They first married in a private ceremony in 2021 and had a larger wedding celebration in Hawaii in 2022. Despite their public displays of affection, it appears that underlying problems persisted throughout their relationship.
It's always tough when relationships face challenges. Do we know more about the issues they were facing?
According to a report by Yahoo News, the couple began facing significant marital issues early on, which eventually led to their decision to part ways. In the divorce filings, Christina and Josh have conflicting accounts of their separation date, with Christina listing it as July 7th and Josh as July 8th. This minor discrepancy highlights the growing rift between the two.
Conflicting separation dates definitely indicate some tension. What are the terms of the divorce?
Christina, who has previously been married twice, is seeking to restore her maiden name, Hak, and has requested that neither party receive spousal support. However, Josh is seeking spousal support and wants Christina to cover his attorney fees. This adds another layer of complexity to their split.
That's quite intricate. How does this divorce impact Christina's professional life, considering her television career?
Christina is a well-known television personality, starring in shows such as Christina on the Coast and Christina in the Country. The professional relationship between Christina and Josh, who have worked together on various projects, including the upcoming The Flip-Off, adds another layer of complexity to their split. According to Pink Villa, the divorce has left questions about the future of their professional collaborations, particularly concerning their planned projects for HGTV.
Their professional endeavors definitely complicate the situation. How has the public reacted to this news, considering Christina's high-profile career?
The split has drawn significant media attention, partly due to Christina's high-profile career and her previous marriages. The public is keenly interested in how the divorce will impact her professional endeavors and her personal life, particularly regarding her children's well-being. Christina's previous marriages also ended in high-profile divorces, and this latest split adds to her complex personal history.
It sounds like there's a lot at stake here. Do we have any indication of how the couple plans to move forward?
Sources close to the couple have indicated that the decision to divorce was mutual, and that both Christina and Josh are focused on moving forward separately. As the divorce proceedings continue, it remains to be seen how the legal and financial aspects will be resolved and what impact this will have on their respective futures.
Thank you for the update, Sean. We'll be keeping an eye on how this situation develops. Now, let's turn our attention to Ryan Reynolds and his surprising decision during the production of Deadpool. Our final story today is about Ryan Reynolds and his unexpected move during the production of Deadpool. Lester, can you tell us more about this?
Certainly, Wendy. Ryan Reynolds recently revealed in an interview that he chose to forgo his salary for the film Deadpool to ensure that his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, could be on set throughout the production. According to Variety, Reynolds made this significant personal financial sacrifice to maintain the quality and integrity of the film, as the production budget was limited.
That's a commendable decision. What was Reynolds' reasoning behind this choice?
Reynolds emphasized the importance of having his screenwriters on set to create a dynamic and evolving script, which he believes was crucial to the film's eventual success. This decision stemmed from his decade-long struggle to get the movie made, highlighting his dedication and passion for the project. He mentioned that the lack of time and money actually fostered creativity and focus on character development over spectacle, which is often rare in comic book adaptations.
It's interesting to hear how constraints can sometimes drive creativity. How did Reese and Wernick respond to Reynolds' decision?
Reese and Wernick have corroborated Reynolds' account, expressing their gratitude for his commitment. They noted that Fox, the studio behind Deadpool, did not initially fund their presence on set, leading Reynolds to cover their costs personally. This move created a de facto writer's room on set, allowing for a more collaborative and hands-on approach to the film's development. The success of this approach was evident, as Deadpool became a critical and commercial hit.
It sounds like Reynolds' investment paid off. Has he continued this approach with the upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine film?
Yes, he has. Despite the film now having the financial backing of Disney, Reynolds and director Sean Levy have aimed to preserve the spirit of the original movie by maintaining a tight budget to encourage innovation and creative problem-solving. Reynolds shared his philosophy on constraints in the creative process, arguing that having too much time and money can be detrimental to creativity.
That's a refreshing perspective. Did Reynolds mention any personal moments related to Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yes, he did. Reynolds shared a personal anecdote about watching a cut of Deadpool and Wolverine with his 9-year-old daughter and his mother. Despite the film's R rating, he found the experience profoundly rewarding as they both responded with laughter and emotion at the moments he had hoped would resonate. This reflects Reynolds' broader view on the impact of movies, recalling how R-rated films left a significant impression on him during his childhood.
It's clear that Reynolds is deeply invested in the creative process and the impact of his work. Anything else to add about his dedication to Deadpool?
Overall, Reynolds' dedication to Deadpool showcases his commitment to the project and his willingness to make personal sacrifices for the sake of creative integrity. His approach highlights the importance of collaboration and the benefits of working within constraints to foster innovation and focus on storytelling.
Thank you, Lester, for sharing this inspiring story. As we conclude this episode, we hope you've enjoyed these insights into the lives and decisions of some of your favorite celebrities. Stay tuned for more updates on The Flash Entertainment. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand.